It also ought to know exactly what Dowling Solutions proposing to do.
The question was, or the statement was, we should find out exactly what Dowling Solutions is proposing to do. And thus far, all we really have is what they publicly declared, for instance, at the meeting on the 14th. There's some suggestion going around that we really need to wait until they do their filings, because when they finally do that, when they file with DEP, submerged lands, et cetera, that's going to be what they're ultimately going to be going for. They're going to have to, you know, as Joe Steinberger mentioned in the beginning, they seem to be extending what they're doing beyond the submerged land lease they have. And, you know, there's some technical issues, legal issues involving all of that. Maybe, you know, they're going to have to get some sort of an extension, or maybe they need a new lease. But the point is that they're going to eventually have to formally put their proposal forward for approval. And that's when we'll know. But up to now, we just have to kind of take their word for what they say they're going to do.
Just real quick. First of all, that big picture of what they want to develop, whatever little thing they're going to build now, my contention, it's the camel's nose under the tent. That there's no way they're going to stop there. They're going to somehow figure out, using their lawyers, that this pier suddenly becomes land, right? And therefore, their rights extend further and further, and they will leapfrog as far as they dare. I know you're shaking your head no, but the concept is there. The other thing is, I remember a number of years ago, I won't tell you who talked to me about this, but there was a plan for extending the present pier, and the idea was that these mini cruise ships that come in every Monday and however often they come in were actually going to go out onto those piers. The city was going to lose the income from them, but the city was not going to have the burden of having those cruise ships against the public land. So the cruise ships may actually go out and start spending their money with Yachting Solutions to tie up on a regular basis, because there's no yacht that's going to want to be tied up on a regular basis on the outside of even one of those inner piers. There's just no way.
Are you talking about American Cruise Line?
Yeah.
Do you have another question here?
In the original drawing.
Pardon me?
In the original drawing submitted for the grant, the piers were parallel, or almost. That outer pier did not extend way beyond the inner. It has been changed.
It has been changed.
And I don't know what if they got permission to do that, or they just drew it. I have no idea.
Well,
we don't have any permission to do anything yet.
You know, I think that, you know, obviously, you know, as I said a moment ago, they're going to have to eventually solidify their behavior. And then we'll know exactly what we're dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, and chances are it's going to be pretty similar to what they, if not exactly, what was like in that shaded area on the plan that was projected.
I just don't think we need to be naive, and we've got to keep on top of this,
or
it'll be a
done
deal.
I agree.
Before we know.
Yeah.
Carol,
we have been
naive. My quick question is there a time cap for all their filings? Is there a time period before they have to file for extension after extension, because we the people say, no, we don't want this? They'll file for an extension under this office or this office. Yeah.
Without getting into all of the procedures, my understanding is, you know, what kicks this off with these agencies is their filing. Mm-hmm. Once the filing occurs, then there are certain time limitations within which certain things have to happen.
Is there a timeline for the initial filing?
No. They don't have to file at all.
All right, it's because they got that $1 million government back.
That's their incentive.
It's incentive.
Exactly. Becca?
Could we pursue the city filing first, parts that they are not filing for?
I'm sorry. I'm having a hard time hearing.
The city filed for kind of a competing thing, but say, we want to...
The problem is that where Rockland Harbor Park LLC owns that land, that gives them certain territorial existence out into the submerged lands. And it doesn't mean, like someone said, that they automatically can do whatever they want. They've got to go through the approval process. But I don't believe the city or anyone else can say, okay, we want to do this in territory which they possess. You know, I looked at the statute, and there's kind of parameters for determining exactly what the configuration is, you know, going out from the sidelines out, and it's very confusing, and I don't pretend to understand it. But, you know, as an owner of property with frontage on a river, on a lake, on the ocean, you have certain rights,